97.9, 105.5 KISS FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and everyone knows at this point that I am one of the biggest wrestling dorks this side of everywhere. Wrestling is my guilty pleasure, and ladies and gentlemen, you know him from the past, and you know him from the WWE. Ladies and gentlemen, the U.S. champ, The Miz. What is up?
Big Papa Gary Spears, baby. I'm here.
I'll tell you, dude, I'm really excited. Obviously, I feel like a kinship with you because of your past with the Real World and the Road Rules challenges and all that stuff. And you've been able to take that and roll it into WWE superstardom. Dude, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Everyone always thinks it was an easy ride. Everyone always thinks that Vince McMahon saw me on The Real World and said, and called me up and said, Miz, we want to offer you $1 million to come to WWE. But it really wasn't like that. I had to go through the independents. I actually went through UPW, Ultimate Pro Wrestling, and worked my way up. You know, while I was doing all those reality shows, I was on the independents, owning my craft in professional wrestling, and finally I made it on to WWE Tough Enough, where I didn't win the contract to become a WWE superstar, but I got runner-up, and I made such an impact with WWE that they gave me a developmental contract, which is kind of like the farm leagues of, like, baseball.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
WWE has the same thing.
Yeah, you got signed to the AAA team.
Exactly. So I got signed to the AAA team, went down there, worked on it for about a year, and finally made my way up to WWE Friday Night SmackDown, and was the host for a little bit, then started wrestling, and I kind of just progressed from there, and now I am your current United States champion. So it's kind of a Cinderella story, if you ask me.
Dude, I'll tell you what, and people love to hate you, dude, and I talked to JBL a while back, and I said, I'm like, dude, because I didn't know what to expect from him, and I'm like, dude, I love to hate you, and he took it like the biggest compliment ever. So I'm saying that to you because people love to boo the hell out of you at live events.
They really do, and it's funny that you mentioned JBL, because JBL would be the one person that would always come up to me every day that I ever saw him and go, Miz, I look forward to your amazing work. Miz, you are a gift from God in the WWE. And he would always say that as sarcastic as possible. So as much as the WWE universe hates me, the WWE locker room hates me even more.
So
I just take that as a compliment, because the fact is I can make anyone hate me at any given moment at any time.
Again, we're talking to The Miz, WWE U.S. champ, of course, Monday Night Raw. You guys are coming to the Dome. Do you know if you're going to be at the Dome show in Syracuse at the Carrier Dome in between Christmas and New Year's? Do you have your schedule that far in advance or no?
Yeah, you know what? I know I'll be there because every year my friends and I, we always do a whole trip to somewhere for New Year's.
Okay.
And this year I might not be able to do it because I might get stuck in Syracuse, New York, because it'll probably be snowed in or some sort of unlucky thing will happen.
Yeah, that'll probably happen.
So I definitely should be there. And I look forward to it. Even though I might not be able to spend New Year's with all my friends and stuff, it should still be a good time, and it'll be a great show.
Absolutely.
And speaking of great shows,
I was just about to segue.
I know you were getting to this, Gary, but I wanted to get to it a little bit before you. WrestleMania 26 tickets go on sale Saturday, November 7th at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. And I have to say, Gary, it is going to be insane this year, because this will be my first WrestleMania that I'll actually be in. I really feel that I've actually made a statement this year, and I've progressed myself to where now I feel like I have to be on WrestleMania 26. And everyone loves WrestleMania so much because it's unpredictable. And there's shock. There's awe. There's always those moments that you absolutely remember. Like, for instance, last year,
Undertaker,
there was Mickey
Shawn
Rourke,
Michaels,
who literally sucker punched Chris Jericho.
Yep.
Then you had that classic match with Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker.
That was fantastic.
When you were watching it, you knew you were watching something legendary.
Yep.
And this year will not shy away from that.
Absolutely. Again, WrestleMania 26. Tickets go on sale Saturday, noon Eastern. Now, it's in Arizona. And I'll tell you what, I was talking to the guys in the office here, and we all agreed, we're all WWE dorks. And WrestleMania is on our bucket list.
You know what I'm saying? That is on every, like, male man, like, every person's bucket list. It has to be, because WrestleMania is like a Super Bowl. You got World Series, you got the Super Bowl, you got the NBA Finals, and you got WrestleMania. So you definitely have to do one before you're dead.
Absolutely. And also, too, something that I found really cool is on WWE.com, you can actually purchase a package that includes tickets. It includes, I think it includes, like, hotel and, like, tickets to the Hall of Fame induction ceremony the night before. It's, like, an all-inclusive thing. Those are really cool at WWE.com, too.
Yeah, they make these huge packages because WrestleMania, it's not just about the show anymore. It's about the whole production. It's about the whole weekend. I mean, they have cool, like, WWE access, WrestleMania access, where they have cool things for WWE fans to do. Not only just WrestleMania, but you got the Hall of Fame. You got the THQ Challenge for SmackDown versus Raw 2010. Right. We have a whole challenge there. They have a whole bunch of events of signings and meet and greets that just makes the whole event much, much more. So it's definitely an event to see, and it's going to be absolutely insane.
Again, tickets go on sale noon Eastern for WrestleMania out in Arizona. Go to Ticketmaster, go to WWE.com for all the information. Now, again, we're talking to The Miz, WWE U.S. Champ. Now, you're going to be on Dinner Impossible on the Food Network. How the hell did you wrangle that?
Well, they actually asked me to be on it, and I actually told them, I was like, listen, I don't think you know that the only thing I really know how to make is mac and cheese, and that's in a microwave.
Yeah.
So if you want me to cook anything, this cook might be a little angry at me.
Right.
And being on Dinner Impossible was so much fun. Chef Robert is an incredible chef. Sometimes I don't know how he does the things that he does, because literally we were in that kitchen from, like, 9 a.m., till 3 p.m. making dinners for SummerSlam VIPs, and it was hard. I mean,
yeah.
Some of the foods that we created were just so, so good, and I don't know how he puts all these flavors together and makes these concoctions that he makes, but had so much fun. Again, that is Dinner Impossible on the Food Network, Wednesday, November 11th at 10 p.m. You definitely got to check it out, because it's a cool show, and I had a lot of fun doing it.
All right, Miz, here's my wrestling dork coming out. Who is your favorite opponent? Who do you love going up against? Who's your favorite person to work with?
Actually, you know what? People always ask me that question, and I really enjoy going up against the variety of opponents, because it makes me better. To get in there with people like, say, Evan Bourne, who's this high flyer, acrobat, very gymnastics-oriented wrestler.
Yeah, but you kicked his ass on Monday, so it's all good.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. then getting into a match with MVP, who's more of a ground-based sort of person. I enjoy just working the variety of wrestling talent that we have, because it makes me a better wrestler to know that I can work someone like Evan Bourne, who's an acrobat, to MVP, who is a person who's more ground-based. So I enjoy more of that. Or if I need to talk smack, I'll just go to John Cena and just talk smack about him.
I'll tell you what, I was in Buffalo when you called out Cena, and it was fantastic. It was very funny. I enjoyed that whole thing. It was awesome.
So, I think what people liked most about it is I said things that people haven't heard people say about John Cena, and I did things that people had never seen people do to John Cena.
Exactly.
I mean, no one's ever walked out with a shirt that said, you know, an X through John Cena's name, and this is our poster child. This is the guy that makes the bread and butter for WWE. You look out in the audience, you see John Cena everywhere.
Yep.
All his shirts, all his hats, signs, everything. And then there's me saying, putting an X through it and telling all these people that they're wrong. And a lot of people, I got a lot of criticism for that, but I wanted to do something different, and I think it made a great impact.
Miz, I know you got to run one more quick thing. It's called the Quick Six. Six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
Sure.
All right, WWE U.S. Champ, The Miz, if you weren't a wrestler, what would you be right now?
I would be working at my dad's Mr. Hero flipping burgers.
Favorite toy as a child?
favorite toy as a child, my Ultimate Warrior action figure.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Butt.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Forrest Gump.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
2 weeks, All That Remains.
And finally, The Miz, what is your favorite toy as an adult?
Favorite toy as an adult? My girlfriend.
There it is. It's The Miz, WWE U.S. Champ. He's going to be at the Dome in Syracuse in December. WrestleMania tickets go on sale Saturday at noon, and also on Dinner Impossible. Dude, thank you so much for the time. I know it's a hard road you guys do, and I appreciate it, dude. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is The Miz. We'll be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning on KISS FM.